3. The prisoner exchange was not carried out under the auspices of the two governments involved. Both nations held themselves to be humanity's sole legitimate governing authority, and as such did not give official recognition to the other's existence. That being the case, there was no way diplomatic relations could be established. If such foolish hard-headedness had existed between a pair of individuals, people would probably have laughed at it with scorn. Between two nations, however, people accepted all manner of corruption in the name of dignity and authority. On February 19 of that year, the prisoner exchange ceremony was carried out at Isolon Fortress. Representatives from both militaries came forward, exchanged lists, and signed certificates. The Galactic Imperial Navy and the Free Planets Alliance Navy, in accordance with the principles of military regulation, do hereby determine to return all captured officers and soldiers to their respective homelands, and upon their honor shall do so. Imperial Year 488, February 19. Senior Admiral Siegfried Kirkeis, Galactic Imperial Navy Representative. Space Era 797, February 19, Admiral Yang Wenli, Free Planets Alliance, Navy Representative. When Yang had finished signing, Kirkeis turned toward him with a youthful smile. The formalities may be necessary, but at the same time, there's something rather absurd about them, don't you think, Admiral Yang?
Full agreement.
Yang observed Kirkeis. Yang was young himself, but Kirkeis was even younger, still only 21. He was a handsome young man, hair as red as if dyed in dissolved rubies, pleasant-looking blue eyes, unusually tall of stature. And though he was known to be one of the Empire's boldest and most powerful admirals, he seemed to have made a favourable impression on the women of Isolon. Yang had engaged him in direct combat at Amritsar, knew that he was the right hand of Marquis Reinhard von Lohengram, and yet even so, found the young man difficult to dislike.